Peter's in Lincoln on the line. You think you can help, Peter?
Yes, Scott. I can help. I can pay the £2,000 straight away, and I'm also prepared to offer a £2,000 reward.
So you'll pay the whole lot for the floodlights?
Yes.
And a £2,000 reward?
Reward if anybody who's arrested and prosecuted, then I'll pay a £2,000 reward to whoever puts them up.
Peter, this is great. Why did you feel the need to do this?
Well, I'm a churchgoer myself on St Giles in Lincoln, and I feel that it's I'm very upset that the church is being persecuted in this way.
Let's just speak to Reverend Alison Buxton, rector of Boston Stump. Alison, what do you make of this morning?
Well, I just can't believe it, Peter. Thank you so much. That means so much to us.
Yeah. Well, it's the least I can do. We need to have the stump a shining light and a beacon.
I absolutely agree with that. We're all passionate about it. Absolutely love it. We know that when people see the tower, they're coming home. It's been there for so many years, but I can't thank you enough for helping out in this way.
Alison, can you believe a call's come in like this?
No, I can't, and I thank you to you, BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
Well, we thought we'd do it because, as you say, people... I mean, it's the same in Lincoln with the cathedral, isn't it, Peter? People see these buildings, even if they're not churchgoers, as symbols for where they live.
Absolutely, yes.
And Alison, does this mean, if we can work this out, does this mean that the special service could still take place in November?
Yes, it can. We'll do all that we possibly can. And also what we've thought about this morning is that actually what we'll do is we'll put on hot dogs after the service. And if people can gather around the stump at 7 o'clock, we'll have the big light up.
You see, the thing is, Alison, you hear about these awful things like people swiping the lights, but then you get your faith restored when you hear somebody like Peter coming along, don't you?
Absolutely, and as a person of faith, I always believe, have always believed, that humanity always, it's good that comes out of bad, always.
Peter, thank you so much.
I think
you'll have made so many people's morning this morning what you're doing.
Right. If you let me have Alison's details...
We will put you in touch in a moment. Thank you so much, Peter, for ringing. Isn't that just amazing?
We will sort all that out. And it does, as you say, just restore faith, doesn't it? And
that's a lot of money, isn't it? £4,000.
It is an awful lot of money. I wasn't expecting that call this morning.
The Breakfast Show.
An innocent comment has sparked this Lincolnshire debate this morning for you.
Is there an age limit to wearing jeans?
A debate we weren't expecting to have.
Love this from Cecily. I think the only people who should wear jeans are cowboys.
Why is it a problem if you're comfortable and you look good? Like I do. Well, the wife doesn't think so, but anyway.
It's fine to wear jeans over 40, isn't it?
I defend your right to wear anything you want, Scott.
Thank you.
Don't go for the jeans that show half your pants, Scott. And don't try the skinny jeans either,
no.
Scott.
Thank you for all your fashion tips this morning. This is very helpful.
Breakfast with Scott and Carla. Weekdays from 6 on BBC Radio Lincolnshire.